Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves here at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com, where you may enjoy the various features that we share with you. You actually get to control the content on the site. You may put anything you want up there, including satire. We totally got snookered by some satire that somebody posted earlier today at freetalklive.com. And when you post something, it can be voted on by other listeners. So you can go there and vote. You don't have to post things. But if you do find something online that you think is interesting or outrageous or funny, whatever you want to put up there, you can put it up, and then it will be voted upon by other listeners. And then we might just talk about it on the radio waves at freetalklive.com. So go there and get interactive. Tonight, it's Ian here.
And Johnny Ray.
We have been talking about e-cigarettes. The proposal is happening again, that the federal government and the USDA in this specific instance.
The FDA.
Oh, the FDA. Okay, I thought it was both. But anyway, the FDA regulate these e-cigarettes for the children, of course.
Yeah, for the children.
And so I'd asked a question on Facebook and Twitter, Google Plus, and I want to share some of your responses. I asked the question, did you switch to e-cigarettes and actually quit using nicotine, or did you just get hooked on the e-cigarettes? Stupid moron responds, saying, neither. My wife smokes both, LOL. Sarah Roscoe says, yes, my husband and I actually quit smoking e-cigarettes, too. It took a while, but we haven't used them in over 2 years.
Congratulations.
Yep, and let's see, going on here with your responses. Julie Merrill Quinn says, my son and his wife switched, and they both quit. Micah J. Hill says, hooked on e-cigs, but my health is a million times better. Now, that's, as you pointed out earlier, Johnny Ray, the e-cigarette manufacturers have to be very careful. They can't make a claim that the e-cigarette is healthier than an actual cigarette. But it seems pretty obvious to me. I mean, anybody who's looking at the difference here, on one hand, you've got smoke. On the other hand, vapor. And it seems to me that the smoke just seems less healthy. I'm no expert, right? But I've had the difference between smoking cannabis and vaporizing cannabis, and vaporizing cannabis is a more pleasant experience. I tend to smoke it anyway just because it's more convenient, but nonetheless, I think there's a significant difference as far as the healthiness factor of vapor versus smoke.
Sure. I hear what you're saying, Ian, and I've got to share a revelation.
Okay.
It's a revelation for the audience, maybe not for you. It's a shocking betrayal that I made to the Free Talk Live audience last hour.
No.
I intimated that I was free of nicotine, and I'm not. I am addicted to nicotine.
You chew.
And I use nicotine products on a daily basis. I'm hooked on Grizzly Snuff. So I don't have really, you know, I am no kind of an expert on quitting nicotine.
Okay, so let's go back a moment then, because in the last hour you were talking about your process of quitting smoking cigarettes, which was essentially one day you just kind of came to the conclusion that it was time to quit, and you essentially quit cold turkey.
And I did. I quit everything for a few months.
Were you dipping at that time?
Yes,
I
was.
Before you quit cigarettes, you were also dipping, so you were using cigarettes and snuff?
Yeah, I don't remember. Back then, I think I would alternate between the two, and I don't remember why I would choose one over the other. They've both each got their pros and cons.
Yep.
Cigarettes deliver a more powerful, more potent burst of nicotine. Freebasing tobacco is going to give you a stronger effect than, you know, just putting it in your mouth and kind of letting it get into your bloodstream through your skin. And that's all I got to say about that.
Okay, so you were using dip. Now you use, would you say you use dip more often then because you don't do cigarettes?
Probably. When you don't think about it, you just dip, and it becomes sewn into your life.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you just want it to be there all the time. And when you're dipping, it's easier really to do that.
Now the dip, I don't know much about. There was a guy that I was I was working with when I was in working at Clear Channel down in Florida years ago. I must have been 18. Or something like that. But he used to dip at the office, and he'd carry around a Coke bottle, and he'd spit the juice.
What was that? And how did that go again?
Yeah, something good. Like that. And it was pretty gross to watch it, right? Because it was like a clear bottle, and you could just kind of see it swilling around in there.
Uh huh.
How do you
I
get
just
rid
swallow
of
it?
Do you really?
Uh huh.
Is that uncommon or is that typical?
I'd say it's probably in a large minority of people do that.
10%, 20, 30?
30 or 40.
So, all right, so it's one of those little round tins, right? They come in like a tin or something,
yep.
Or like a plastic.
Yeah, it comes in a little plastic puck-like shaped thing.
How long does it take to go through one of those, and what does it cost?
Let's see. They cost, I guess, here in New Hampshire, they cost about in the high fours.
Okay.
So with tax, costs about $5-something.
And so a little cheaper than a pack of cigarettes?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. And it will last me for maybe 4 or 5 days.
That's pretty good then.
Uh-huh.
Right? That's a lot better than a 2-pack-a-day habit.
And I think the cancer risk is substantially reduced.
You're only looking at mouth cancer, right?
Right. Not lung cancer, but, yeah. I mean, mouth, throat, stomach.
In case you're, 'cause you are swallowing it.
Right.
Right.
And even if you don't, you're probably, it's probably seeping back.
Could be.
Yeah.
So you're happy with that habit?
No, I'm not happy with that habit at all. It's awful. I don't want to be sharing it with the rest of the world. But I felt really bad about how I
appreciate you coming out on that. That's good.
How I was portraying myself. In the
I didn't
last
even
hour.
Think. I didn't even think about it because I felt like you had told me that you did that before, and it didn't even cross my mind. So I didn't even think to call you on it. Back to the responses from our listeners here. By the way, the toll-free number, 855-450-FREE, if you want to talk about your experience with quitting nicotine or the e-cigarette, for instance. My question was, did you switch to e-cigarettes and actually quit using nicotine, or did you just get hooked on the e-cigarettes? Rick Brown says, I switched and got hooked on them. The difference is now I can breathe again and feel 1,000 times better. I do know people that quit successfully by slowly stepping down the amount of nicotine in their juice until they got to zero. And that is how at least the e-cigarettes that I'm familiar with work. You get the attachments or whatever, the packs of the fluid.
Yeah, I think they call them cartridges.
Cartridge, thank you, cartridge. You get the cartridge and there's like a ultra high. There's regular, and then there's low level. So, like, there's different nicotine concentrations in these. So that's one way that you can wean yourself off using these e-cigarettes. And Rick Brown says that he successfully did that. Aaron Heberlin says, I used my e-cig for almost 6 months, worked my way down to 0 milligrams nicotine, and quit. Best decision ever. Kanye Sovereign says, or Kane rather, Sovereign says, hooked on e-cigs, but what's the more preferable option? I mean, it seems clear to me. I'm not, if it sounds like I'm coming down on anybody for using an e-cigarette, I'm not. I think they're an amazing product.
Uh-huh.
Anything that can take somebody who's addicted to a product, nicotine in this case, and give them a path to wean themselves off of that addiction, but instantly give them a healthier option for delivering the product that they're addicted to, that's a huge advantage.
I need to get some electronic dip.
I don't know if they have that yet. H.E. Mosteller says, would the e-cigarette help me get started smoking? I've been wanting to start smoking, but regular cigarettes are too strong and I don't like the smell. Maybe I could work my way up to regular cigarettes. Please advise.
I was wondering that about Dale, if he started with these e-cigs
and advanced to actual cigarettes.
He's on 2 packs of Lucky Strikes a day.
That's a good question. I don't think so, and that would be that would seem to be a very unusual case.
That'd be a kind of a Dale that I've never heard of.
But he did get hooked on that e-cig, and I bet you he's not the only one.
Mm-hmm.
So, 855-450-FREE. Bradley Santoro Jr. says, I smoke both when I have an e-cig, and I also chew. I'm hopeless. Jesus is my friend, says, 15-plus years smoker here. Switched to blue cigs for 2 to 3 months, then quit. Easy.
Wait, how long had he been smoking?
15-plus years.
Okay.
Jack Landsberg says, switched to Vaporsmiths a few years ago when they were advertising on Free Talk Live, enjoyed them, and eventually moved to more advanced e-cig systems. I've always smoked more for the enjoyment of the flavor than a nicotine addiction. I use the lowest nicotine level, as zero nicotine seems to give less flavor to the vapor. I still smoke on rare occasions, but it is socially with friends, and vaping regularly reduces my urge to eat unhealthy snacks, further improving my health.
Come to where the flavor is.
855-450-FREE. You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
If you're a man, as the years go by, you could start feeling like you're missing out on some of the passion, performance, and drive you'd like to have. So if that's the way you're feeling these days, you now have an important choice to make. You can say, why me, and feel sorry for yourself. Or you can say, not me, and fight for your manhood by calling now to receive a complimentary bottle of Nugenix at 1-800-919-5286. Nugenix is a powerful man-boosting breakthrough with a unique combination of key natural ingredients that have been clinically tested to invigorate a man's body to increase his libido. With Nugenix, you can enjoy more passion, more performance, and more drive, too. So if you're ready to feel like the best man you can be, call now for your complimentary bottle. Nugenix is available at GNC, but you can only get your complimentary bottle by calling now. 1-800-919-5286. 1-800-919-5286.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American, covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
The National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, presented by Triton Shelter Technologies, is the only national event designated for the prepper community. October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. Admission is free, and the doors open at 9 a.m. Join us and learn life-saving tips that can help you and your family handle crisis situations. Special guests include Kevin O'Brien from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers, David Crawford, author of Lights Out, the director and cast members from the movie Lights Out Saga, and more. Special guest speakers include GCN's own Dr. Joel Wallach, along with Dr. Bones, Nurse Amy, and Tom Martin, the director of the American Preppers Network, two-time Field and Stream champion Chad Weatherford, along with many other leading experts from around the country. Join us for the country's largest emergency preparedness event, absolutely free, October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. For more information, visit npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
September is National Preparedness Month in the U.S., and it's National Savings Month at Freeze Dry Guy. Are you prepared to save? All Mountain House freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans are now 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These long-lasting foods for emergency preparedness with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These easy foods for camping, backpacking, hunting, and sailing are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These delicious foods, freeze-dried to lock in the taste, aroma, and freshness, are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. All cans of Mountain House freeze-dried meats, entrees, fruits, and veggies are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. Be prepared and save 40% now through September 30th at freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control toll-free here at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we share with you. Tonight, is Ian here?
And Johnny Ray.
And we've got all kinds of great stuff on our website for you, including the listening options. Live streams, we've got them, broadband, midband, and narrowband versions of the show. They are available to you around the clock. You can hear the latest episode of Free Talk Live at all times on those streams, totally free. So go to listen.freetalklive.com to get tuned into those. We also have over 120 great AM and FM radio stations that air the show at various different times throughout the week. In addition to that, you can tune us in on satellite radio, where we've got XM satellite radio as well as the free-to-air channel that is available to you across North and Central America. The free-to-air channel is brought to you by Bitcoin. We've also got the webcam and the listen lines that allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance. So go to listen.freetalklive.com to learn more about that. And I mentioned Bitcoin.
When you say it's brought to you by Bitcoin, what do you mean by that?
Meaning somebody who loves Bitcoin wanted to help pay for the satellite channel, because it's not cheap. It costs hundreds of dollars per month to put that channel up there, and thousands per year. And so somebody who is very generous stepped up and helped sponsor that channel in the name of Bitcoin. Make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense.
Because Bitcoin doesn't actually have a corporation. There is no Bitcoin entity that, you know, is a corporate thing or a government. Like, Bitcoin is a concept. It's a piece of software. It's open source. So nobody's in charge, right? So,
yeah, there's the Bitcoin Foundation, and I wondered if maybe that was it.
Nope. I don't know if this person is involved in the Bitcoin Foundation, and I don't know if the person wants to be named. So we're just going to leave it at sponsored by Bitcoin. Now, if you want to get some Bitcoins, you need to have a wallet to put them in. Blockchain.info can get you your first free Bitcoin wallet. And they've got apps for your Android or iPhone. These apps make it so easy. I've got one on my Android phone, and it is so easy to send and receive Bitcoins to anybody else in the world with this this software. It's free, by the way, blockchain.info, and it's encrypted. The wallet that they provide you is encrypted and unencrypted in your browser. So they don't have access to it. Even though blockchain is providing it to you, they don't know what's in there. So pretty amazing security features in a free wallet. Get your free Bitcoin wallet today at blockchain.info. Let's go to the phones here. Johnny Ray, I know you want to get to the remainder of this letter from the attorneys general saying they want the e-cigarette to be regulated by the federal government. 40 out of the 50 attorneys general have signed this particular letter, and we're going to continue with that. But first, Robert is in Bellows Falls, Vermont. You're on Free Talk Live. Robert.
Hey, I used to smoke cigarettes.
All right.
I did. I smoked for, 26, 27 years.
All right.
And I just one day, I just stopped. You know, I didn't use any patches or gums or anything, And I waited long enough before I told anybody when I had quit that when I said I had quit, I meant it.
Right, because there are a lot of people who will say, I'm quitting cigarettes, and then 2 days later you see them smoking again.
Yeah, I've been
there. The other thing that helped me out, this is for you, Johnny Ray, is that reinforced it with, I told certain people, like the person that I talk with behind... You know, when I go to the bank, I've got to know some of the people that work there. I told somebody there. I told my doctor. You know, I told, people that I would go and I would see, you know, maybe once every 2 or 3 weeks. And I knew that if I said that to them, that the next time I'd see them, that would be the first thing that they would be asking me. How you doing with smoking? And what that does is that it kind of puts you on the spot. And it worked for me, and I felt good about saying, no, I don't smoke anymore.
It is important to have people keep you accountable to yourself. I think that's a smart move. Smart move, Robert.
Absolutely. And, maybe that'll work for you. You have to make the choice. You know, I mean, for me, it didn't cost me anything to start smoking. So it shouldn't cost me anything to stop smoking. Mm. That's, again, one of my justifications that I made to quit smoking. And
awesome.
It works for me, and it could work for you, Johnny Ray.
Thank you so much, Robert.
I have to say that I am impressed. I think that's very good, and I like the viewpoint that it shouldn't cost you anything to quit as well. Because a lot of people just spend hundreds and hundreds of dollars on gum and patches and all, you know, kinds of trickery.
Well, what I found was that it was going to cost me more to buy these gums and patches. It was like twice the amount of what the cost of what the cigarettes were.
Yeah.
And I said, I'm not doing that. You know, and I stuck with it, and, you know, I can breathe a lot better. You know, the food tastes a lot better. I don't smell like a dirty ashtray anymore.
Great story, Robert. Thank you for sharing that. Thanks for the call tonight, man. I do appreciate the story, and hopefully that'll be encouraging to more than just you, Johnny Ray. Of course, you have quit smoking cigarettes, as you revealed in the first hour.
Uh-huh.
It was this hour where we learned that you actually have a dipping habit.
Right. And, you know, I think another, and what may be the worst evil of smoking and nicotine addiction is that it gives you, it's like you're doing something. It's like you're having fun with something when you're doing something really mundane and that's not getting you anywhere in life, and you can feel satisfied with doing that. Just sit, you can just sit and stare off into space and smoke and be content because you're doing something.
you're doing something with your hand and mouth, but ultimately what you're really doing is taking away your productivity from what you could have otherwise been doing, right?
Right. If you're not smoking and you're just sitting there staring off into space, it gets old a lot faster. Know what I'm saying?
I follow you there, man. 855-450-FREE. So let's continue this letter from the attorneys general urging the federal government and the FDA to begin regulating.
Sales, continuing with the letter, sales of e-cigarettes have grown rapidly in the United States, and after doubling every year since 2008,
wow,
sales in 2013 are now accelerating even faster and projected to reach $1.7 billion.
Well, you know they want to get involved now. I mean, as long as there's money changing hands, the government gets very antsy when they don't get a cut of it. So they're very, very interested.
Yeah, and again, this is kind of strange. It's the state's attorneys general advocating to their federal count, to their federal, to the FDA, to start regulating.
Which in theory they could do locally, right? Like a state government could impose its own regulatory scheme.
That's a big part of the narrative here is that the feds have oversight of certain things. For example, according to federal law, minors currently can buy e-cigarettes.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah. Now, if the state attorneys general want 17-year-olds to be prevented from buying these things, I
feel like that has been prevented in New Hampshire.
The thing they should do is have their states do that.
I wonder about that, because it's my understanding they will not sell them at one of the local stores here in Keene to minors, so-called minors. I don't know if that's just a store policy or if it's, you know, something that's been passed here in New Hampshire.
I don't know either.
All right, so there's more to the letter?
Yes.
All right, we'll finish that up and take your calls and thoughts. And coming up, the update on one of the ladies from Pussy Riot. It's pretty shocking. Coming up.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
It's time to get healthy, and your first step towards a healthy lifestyle begins at the Healthy Living Expo, Saturday and Sunday, September 28th and 29th at the Music City Center in Nashville. Get your free tickets at thehealthylivingexpo.com and join us for Tennessee's most comprehensive health, fitness, and nutrition expo. There's over 100 exhibits with information and services to help create a healthier life. Also, more than 25 health screenings, cooking demos, and the latest fitness trends. Plus, visit the Longevity booth. Get free tickets at thehealthylivingexpo.com. There's prizes all day on the stages and at the booths, like fitness memberships to an area health club every hour. The Healthy Living Expo, September 28th and 29th at the Music City Center, Nashville. Get free tickets for yourself, your family, your friends, and everyone you know at thehealthylivingexpo.com. Get to the website now, because tickets are $10 at the door. The Healthy Living Expo, your first step towards a healthy lifestyle.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, you bring up anything that you want. Toll-free here at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online. Go to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we share with you. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. And with you tonight, it's Ian.
And Johnny Ray.
And those website features do include our archives. You can go back all the way back to late 2006. And for free, by the way, just go click and download as many episodes as you'd like over at freetalklive.com. And if you can't get enough liberty-oriented content from Free Talk Live, there's plenty of other great shows out there, including the School Sucks Project. Now, School Sucks Project is a podcast, a call-in show, YouTube channel, and web community promoting real education and deconstructing state indoctrination. They, at School Sucks Project, discuss learning alternatives, self-education, critical thinking, peaceful parenting, personal growth, and better communication strategies. Go to schoolsucksproject.com, make your user account, and follow the show on Twitter at School Sucks Show, and subscribe to them on YouTube at the School Sucks Podcast channel there. Go to schoolsucksproject.com for more. All right, so 855-450-FREE. We've been talking about cigarette addiction and how many people have been successful, at least according to our Facebook comments that we've received so far over at where I asked the question, did you switch to e-cigarettes and actually quit using nicotine, or did you just get hooked on the e-cigarettes? Most of the people commenting there that had a cigarette addiction are saying they were able to not only switch to the e-cigarettes successfully, but also use the e-cigarettes to wean themselves off of the nicotine entirely. In fact, David Sisko says that he first heard of the e-cigarettes in the FTL forum, bought one 2 years ago, and hasn't had a real smoke since. Currently, I'm at 3 milligrams of nicotine. The next step down is zero. I don't feel addicted at all. Let's see. Kevin Wiley Watkins says, if you're going to quit, quit. Why just switch to an electronic pacifier when the real thing is so much better? And this is something that I've heard from some of the users of the e-cigarette, is some of them will switch to the e-cigarette hoping that it will be a path to quit for them, but they just love the original cigarette so much more. There's something about the original, you know, classic cigarette that is more, I don't know if it delivers the nicotine in a more effective way for them or whatever, but they end up leaving the e-cigarette and they go back to cigarettes.
I've tried the e-cigarettes, and they seem like they provide just the same kind of hit that a regular cigarette does. And they seem, you know, I'm not a connoisseur, but they, to me, seem just as satisfying as the real thing.
So opinions obviously vary on this, but I think that there are people who have got some really great success stories. I'm glad to hear about that. But now the federal government may be getting involved if these 40 attorneys general get their way. They've written a letter to the FDA demanding that the FDA get involved in the regulation of e-cigarettes, which, of course, will bring up the price of the e-cigarettes. It may make their availability more difficult, you know, to acquire. So it's going to bring problems to the world of e-cigarettes. It's going to justify further regulation by states, because if the FDA takes this and says, well, this is tantamount to cigarettes, then therefore all of the state smoking bans may become applicable to the e-cigarette.
The letter that I have is the letter that I have from the attorneys general, from the 40 attorneys general, urges the FDA to take all available measures to meet the FDA's stated deadline of October 31st, 2013, to issue proposed regulation that will address the advertising ingredients and sale to minors of electronic cigarettes, also known as e-cigarettes. So I suppose the FDA has already said, we're looking at this, we're going to make a, we're going to issue regulations in October of 2013.
Oh boy. Get ready. Your favorite e-cigarette brand may disappear after this point, because there's, you know, a lot of these are made overseas, and so inevitably you might end up seeing some sort of tariff or some sort of import restrictions that may cut out certain businesses and certain brands. There's some of them are made here or at least assembled in the United States. Maybe they will be given preference. So who knows what different ways the state, the federal government will be meddling in this business.
Right. Back to the letter. The cost of e-cigarettes has fallen dramatically as well, making them more affordable and thus more attractive to young people. Unlike traditional tobacco products, there are no federal age restrictions that would prevent children from obtaining e-cigarettes, nor are there any advertising restrictions. Along with the growth of e-cigarette sales, there has also been a growth of e-cigarette advertising over the past year. For example, in this year's Super Bowl broadcast, Enjoy e-cigarettes purchased a 30-second television advertisement slot, which reached at least 10 million viewers in certain markets and reportedly translated into a dramatic 30 to 40% increase in sales.
Wow.
So, yeah, Ian, you don't see cigarette ads on TV.
Right, they're prohibited.
Yeah, but you can see these e-cigarette ads. The advertisement depicted an attractive man smoking an e-cigarette that looked just like a real cigarette. Since then, advertisements for e-cigarettes have regularly appeared on primetime television, making it easier for those advertisements to reach children. Moreover, e-cigarettes are not being marketed as smoking cessation devices, but rather as recreational alternatives to real cigarettes. Consumers are led to believe that e-cigarettes are a safe alternative to cigarettes, despite the fact that they are addictive and there is no regulatory oversight ensuring the safety of the ingredients in e-cigarettes. And that's it right there. The letter goes on, but
what a ridiculous claim! Oh, there's no safety regulations for these things. Well, are you going to try to argue, government guys, that cigarettes are safe? That somehow the regulations are making them more safe? These are some of the most dangerous products out there. I mean, everybody knows how dangerous cigarettes are, and they continue to use them. The federal government hasn't made cigarettes safer. If anything, they're protecting the existing companies from competition, which is one of the reasons why, as they alluded to there, pointed out, the prices of the e-cigarettes have been dropping due to basically completely open competition. Anybody who wants to go into manufacturing these things can do that.
Yeah, this letter from the attorneys general really fits into our libertarian narrative well.
Well, right. I mean, what an amazing product. They've come down in price over the years. There's a million options in the marketplace for people to utilize. I mean, there's so many different brands of these things. And and people are having success stories with them, yeah, there are going to be some bumps on the road. I mean, I've heard about exploding e-cigarettes, and that sounds kind of dangerous.
Sure.
But, you know, there's risk involved in everything in life, and not all products, you know, even the ones that are manufactured to the highest specifications, they don't always work exactly the way they were intended to, because sometimes things just break, especially mechanical things.
Sure. And I can only believe that R.J. Reynolds and who's the other big
Philip Morris.
Yeah. That these major players would welcome any kind of new regulation.
Wouldn't surprise me if it was their lobbyists that went to the attorney generals to help push them to write this letter in the first place.
Yeah, I think they're getting their own products on the market also in the e-cigarette space.
I would be surprised if they hadn't yet. That's interesting. I'd be curious to look at that and see what they were offering.
Yeah.
So there you go. The federal government looking to regulate these things. It seems like it's only a matter of time. What will the marketplace look like after they have done their damage? I mean, because that's what's going to happen here. They're not going to help anybody but, as you pointed out, the existing cigarette manufacturers. They're only going to help the existing players who've been lobbying in Congress forever. You know, Philip Morris giving both Democrats and Republicans campaign contributions. These guys have the politicians in their pockets, and they're going to do as much damage as they possibly can to this industry. And it's going to be awful to watch it happen.
Yeah, and it's speaking to the listeners in the Live Free or Die state, your Attorney General, Joseph Foster, he has signed this letter asking the FDA to come in and control things here in your state.
For the children, right? Look, if your teenager is on cigarettes, buy them one of these things. I mean, if you're a parent that cares about your son or daughter and you know they use cigarettes, a lot of teenagers do, I think one of the most compassionate things you could do for your son or daughter in that case would be to give them a gift, you know, Christmas time's coming up or whatever, or just now, whenever. Give them a gift of the e-cigarette and encourage them to make the switch.
I got my mom one.
That's a fine idea. More coming up here. Share your thoughts with us. Free Talk Live.
We all know how useful bitcoins are, but how can you cash out bitcoins quickly to pay rent or other cash expenses? MoneyPack Trader will sell you a money pack in minutes using the private and fully encrypted messenger program TorChat. You'll need a MoneyPack loadable debit card to deposit MoneyPacks onto, but don't worry. Dozens of debit cards are available free on the internet, and you may already have one from the nearly 50 prepaid debit card companies that allow MoneyPack loading. These debit cards are great because the funds can be withdrawn instantly at your local ATM and then spent anywhere cash is accepted. Cashing out bitcoins really is that easy, and MoneyPackTrader.com pays the highest rates for your bitcoins. Visit MoneyPackTrader.com today to learn what they can offer you for buying and selling bitcoins with enhanced privacy that no other exchange offers. That's MoneyPackTrader.com.
Available only at hempusa.org. It's the first aid stick, and it's a must-have in any medical kit. With fast, chemical-free healing, the first aid stick stops bleeding, kills bacteria, is great for acne, insect bites, minor cuts and abrasions, will last for years, and is just $11.95. Everyone needs the first aid stick in their emergency kit. Call 888-910-4367. 888-910-4367. The first aid stick, only at hempusa.org. You've thought about it for years. Well, the time is now. You need a secret bunker, and you need it deep and strong. Atlas Survival Shelters should be your first and only choice. The experts at Atlas can help you choose a shelter that has all the comforts of your home and is 11 times stronger than square box shelters. Call Atlas at 1-855-4-BUNKERS. 1-855-4-BUNKERS. Or visit iwantthatbunker.com. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy viruses. byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Take control toll free here at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. Coming up, I want to share an article written by one of the members of Pussy Riot about her time in prison thus far and why she is going on a hunger strike. This is pretty serious stuff. We'll get into that here in a little bit. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And you can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com and enjoy all the features that we have waiting there for you, which we give them away. The other talk show hosts in the business want to charge you for their websites. You can go and get interactive in a variety of different ways. You can download archives. You can do all of it for free. But if you like the fact that we give away the content of the show and the website features, then you can support Free Talk Live directly by going to become a Free Talk Live amplifier for $5 a month. You can go to amp.freetalklive.com. You can use any major credit card through PayPal. You can use Visa or MasterCard right through our website. And it's a very simple process. You get signed up. You get perks, too, like access to the amp-only call-in lines, the amp-only podcast forum. And go and get the details. There's more. You can go to amp.freetalklive.com to learn more and get signed up. And your $5 a month is really a big deal for Free Talk Live. It helps us do a lot of stuff as far as marketing the show, getting on more radio stations across the country, and thereby getting the ideas of liberty into as many people's minds as possible. So please go to amp.freetalklive.com. And I think that this e-cigarette conversation is one that really points to the success of the marketplace in finding a better solution for consumers. The e-cigarette, by all indicators, is a better product than cigarettes. It delivers nicotine, to which many people are addicted, in a way that arguably is healthier than cigarettes do. I mean, I'm not going to make a health claim because I haven't done the studies, but just personally, it seems healthier to inhale vapor rather than smoke. It's more pleasant. That doesn't stick to your clothes. The scent is not present at all times. It's just, you can barely, if somebody's using a, you talked about how you can use it on an airplane, John, uh-huh. Right, the e-cigarette. If somebody's behind you on the airplane using an e-cigarette, you probably will have no idea.
Right.
Because you can't really smell it. They would literally have to be blowing the vapor into your seat area for you to really be able to detect that one of these things is being used.
Uh-huh.
It's incredible. It's an incredible product, and there's so many different ones. There's so many different iterations and companies and designs, and you know, there's the kinds where you can get the cartridges where you can put them on the little cigarette portion, or you can refill some of the cartridges with this, you know, fluid
Yeah.
It's refillable, kind of like you refill your printer ink, you're refilling your nicotine.
Yeah, and you've got options. You can get stronger and weaker formulations.
Right. Helps people wean themselves off of nicotine.
Yeah, it gives them some control.
It's an amazing product. And, of course, the money, as was pointed out in this article or this letter from 40 attorneys general to the FDA, the sales since 2008 have doubled every year. And then this year, they're more than doubling. So, you know, the government guys, they want to get a taste of that money. And they're going to insert themselves in some way here. We've yet to see exactly how that's going to pan out. I'm sure we'll bring it to you as we learn more. They're supposedly going to be proposing regulations. It was October of this year, correct?
Yeah, October 31.
So we'll see what happens there, and we'll keep you in the loop. If we don't mention it to you, please give us a heads up when it's happened, because obviously we can't follow everything. We don't have producers here. It's just us doing the show.
Yeah, and I have to say, if you're looking to bureaucrats in Washington to protect your children from any drug, then you've lost. It's not going to happen. They're not going to help
before you started. Absolutely true. Let's go to Brian. He's in Kansas listening on LRN.FM. Hello, Brian.
I got to tell you guys, you have my heart. You guys have my heart beating faster than smoking 3 packs of cigarettes a day. This is a topic that's really close to me. I cannot believe how the government is trying to shut down what has proven to be a perfect cessation device. I smoked for over 20 years, 2 packs a day.
Wow.
Now I'm on the e-cig, man, and I'm loving this thing. I don't cough. My sleep apnea has decreased immensely. And as all of this goes, starts the drumbeat. Let's just say the drumbeat. As you can hear it, because what was it, 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, the mainstream media released that ridiculous article about how children are suddenly getting the e-cigs. Then you get Sebelius involved. Then you get these idiots on the Senate floor involved, whom, by the way, I called each and every one of them yesterday, called their offices. I know I won't do a lick of good, but, man, it felt good yelling at them.
Sure. And, yeah, now this letter is, it's on the face of it, it's asking for the FDA to regulate the advertising, you know, keep the monkeys and the cartoon characters away from the children, and to regulate the ingredients, because right now there's according to the letter, there's no oversight. There's no federal oversight of the ingredients in these things. So, sir, you think that's going to be a real danger? Is that's what'd you say, drumbeats? You think that's... They're leading up to more. They really want a lot more control.
Absolutely. And you know what they ultimately want. They want the tax dollars. I mean, you guys touched on that. They want the tax dollars. I know a gentleman. His name is Billy Foose, and he runs a locally owned e-cigarette company here in Kansas, Foose. And he is one of the most moral, ethical people I know. What he's putting on the marketplace, he knows full well, is safe. He knows that he's doing it for the right reasons. And that's what these companies are doing. They're not trying to kill anybody, because if you kill people, you're not going to have any business. So why does the FDA even have to get involved in the first place? Why should the federal government get involved in the first place? It just makes me sick.
It's straight up protectionism for the cigarette companies. I mean, that's got to be it. It's protecting the cigarette companies, period.
Well, you guys mentioned earlier, we've already got the Camel maker, R.J. Reynolds. They just a few months ago introduced their Vuse cigarettes. Laura Ward is the one behind Blue cigarettes. So you've already got these major players in the tobacco industry, and that's exactly what this is setting up for. The small players, like the guy I mentioned, he'll fall by the wayside, and you'll have nothing but the major players, once again, dominating the marketplace, monopolizing the marketplace, all hand in hand, happily marching with the FDA and the feds.
Yeah, and the feds, and they'll be able to, likely, according to my worldview, they're going to be able to start putting these extra chemicals into the solution.
Exactly.
And it'll be just as bad as it is now with the regular cigarettes.
Oh, Brian, all we can do is sit back and hope, right? Because that's it. They're going to do what they want, and then the market's going to, in certain places, likely be crushed. As a result of that, and as you pointed out, it'll only be the big players. I hope that we're wrong. I hope that it doesn't pan out that way. But, you know, I think we've all been experienced at this enough to know that that's likely how it's going to go.
Absolutely. Hey, guys, keep fighting the good fight.
Thanks, Brian. I'm done fighting, but thank you for the call. I appreciate hearing from you. You know, I just want to live free. That's all I want. I just want to live free. I don't want to fight. I don't like the idea of fighting because I feel like, you know, what you resist persists. And some people like to say that I like to fight.
I like to say that you fight.
I don't like it. I don't like that viewpoint. I don't like that mentality. You can call it what you want.
For example, you're fighting right now. You're fighting the idea of fighting. Use of the word fight.
That's true. I guess I'll give you that one, Johnny Ray. But I
just
feel
think
like
you quibble over semantics.
I think it's important.
As we all do.
Words define your reality, and I think it's very important to use the right ones. I think the government guys are the ones fighting to retain their legitimacy in the face of all these people coming here, like to New Hampshire for the Free State Project, that are just wanting to live free. I mean, if enough people came here and started living free, heck, if enough people live free anywhere, the government guys wouldn't be able to fight hard enough to win because, they'd have already lost, considering that they only really rule us based on the fact that we do what they say.
I think that's a really good point. So let me say, not fight the good fight. Keep spreading truth, brother.
There you go. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. And look, I don't claim to know what the truth is either, but I do think that it's wrong to hurt other people who haven't harmed anybody else. And it's certainly wrong, as in the case with the e-cigarettes, to tell a business person that they can't sell a product because they haven't jumped through some sort of federal government-demanded hoops. I should be the one who decides, as a customer, whether or not I trust that business, whether or not I'm interested in their product. I don't care what some bureaucrat thinks about it, because I know the bureaucrats are corrupt. I know that they're going to do what the big corporations want them to. Cody's on the line in Cedar City, Utah, listening to LRN.FM. Hey, Cody.
Hey, how's it going?
Welcome, sir.
So I just wanted to bring this up. I'm actually the one that posted the article to you guys about St. George, Utah, banning porn.
Yes, you are Desert Coyote on the Free Talk Live website at freetalklive.com. Totally busted me, man. Nice job.
Indeed. Yeah, well, it got me too, and that's why I posted it, because I wanted to see people's reactions to it. Because for me, it brings up an interesting point on people and how much they really want liberty. And, you know, the article talked about, they needed to ban porn because Jesus wouldn't like it or whatever, you know. Sadly, being in Utah, I read that and was like, oh my gosh, they totally did it. Like, I can't believe it.
It was totally believable to you.
I can see that happen. Yeah,
Cody,
exactly.
If you want to explain further, hang on. We'll bring you back here in the third hour. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And you can take control as well. Plus, the Pussy Riot, still to come. Stand by. I want to introduce you to a new, groundbreaking method of emergency protection. It's called Peacekeeper. Are you fed up with the so-called state protection services? Then Peacekeeper is for you. The Peacekeeper app empowers neighbors to send and respond to emergency alerts. Help Peacekeeper help you by going to peacekeeper.org. Watch the video and learn how you can become a force for good in your neighborhoods. Peacekeeper.org.
If your mom or loved one lives alone, one call to Life Watch can end your worries for their safety. We're here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you call us right now, we'll send you absolutely free an information-packed report on the 9 most important things you need to know to make sure your parents are safe when living alone. It's completely free. Call us right now. 800-522-8286. Put your mind at ease with Life Watch. Dial 800-522-8286.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs has learned the importance of good fats for good health. Good fats are essential fatty acids, and they're called essential because they're necessary for good health. That's why he uses Ultimate EFAs from Youngevity.
Among the fats, the most powerful are two fats that are referred to as essential fatty acids. Now, nothing in the world of nutrition is more important than essential fatty acids. The word essential means you better get it in your diet or you're in big trouble. Essential fatty acids are perhaps the most multifunctional and versatile of all the essential nutrients. Essential fatty acids are not just important for the heart, they're important for everything in the body.
To get the essential fatty acids that are so important to your body, order Ultimate EFAs from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.